terms of our expectations of the content of the manual, we are hoping, because I have not personally seen it, but we are hoping that it contains information that will make it easier for registered voters and would-be voters who have not registered, an opportunity for them to participate in future electoral processes. For us, the information should not be basic in terms of just the rights, the voting rights of citizens of Zimbabwe, but should involve the voting process, and they've already mentioned that that component is already included in the manual. Well, of course, the challenge will be that if they've already put this in the manual and there happen to be changes, as is usually the case on the eve of the elections, this will create a lot of chaos when it comes to the voter then seeing a different scenario to the one that they have engaged with in the manual. So it's a positive move that the commission has sought to do this early. We feel it's still a bit late, but it's applauded that at least they've made the effort to have this manual already. And the expectation is that it is distributed widely and people have access to this information.
Some people are arguing that even if the ZEC puts out this manual, that they need to control the issue of fear when it comes to elections. That is the right for people to vote and also a free and fair election. Can that be done?
In our current scenario, it would be very difficult to achieve. I mean, the call would be that, yes, as a commission, they should have some jurisdiction in terms of at least ensuring security guarantees of the voter. Examples would be in other countries like Kenya, where the Electoral Commission has such jurisdiction in terms of actually controlling the role of the police in regulating the electoral environment. But unfortunately, in our case, ZEC legislatively has very limited powers in controlling or directing the police to ensure that there is the protection of a voter. This is particularly disturbing, and unfortunately, we've already gone through a reform process of the laws, but this is something that people should have considered early. So now that it has not been covered, the expectation is that ZEC can use its regulatory power as defined by the law to make recommendations and to sort of set up regulations that allow for citizens to freely participate in elections without being exposed to violence. Such regulations may involve them coming up with a code of conduct that regulates how political parties exercise in the political process. But then the unfortunate thing is the code of conduct that the commission has been talking about is a code of conduct that has very little teeth, so to speak. There is no kind of mechanism that addresses violations of that code of conduct. So it's largely premised on political will of political parties, which is then one of the inherent weaknesses in the issue of code of conduct. But then outside that, I think if ZEC openly begins to talk about the need for peace, to talk about the need for the police to be nonpartisan in discharging their duties, to talk about the need for the protection of the voter, if they begin to talk about these things and they entrench these in every statement that they make, in every decision that they take, then I think the message will start getting home and we will feel that the commission is serious about addressing the challenges that people have faced when it comes to electoral processes.